Okay, let's start on step number one, managing business outcomes. Now, my observation of highly successful people in this field of influencing is that they know specifically the outcome they want before they even enter into a conversation. They've already pre-thought out what they want to hear and what they want people to agree to at the end of a meeting and a conversation. And they are very skillful at using questioning and listening techniques to enable that outcome to be realised at the end. Most people in business have not thought about the outcome they want from every conversation, and therefore they are open to be influenced by the people that have. So my first tip or my first suggestion to you is to spend time thinking about the specific result that you want and why you want it, and practicing hearing how you articulate why it's important. Because to be able to realise those outcomes, first of all, the first step is knowing what the outcome is. And that's step number one.